Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Just a comment that comes in. It says, I realize I was old when I was out in public. I was checking out the mothers, not the daughters.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
That's huge,
that
is, right?
That's
like,
me, man.
Like, college chicks are always going to be college chicks.
Right.
But it's so funny now. I'm just like, look at the mom.
Parents' Weekend, San Diego State. Yeah, man.
Yeah, even your porn tab.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, well, I guess I'm up.
I bet she had her when she was like 20 or something. Look at that, man.
Dude, even when you watch shows.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's hit me hard in the last couple of years.
I didn't want to say, there was something on TV last night. My wife's watching it, and I'm listening to headphones at the computer, and I realize I'm checking out all of the older women on the screen. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah,
there's beautiful younger women on there, and I'm like, no. But I'm looking at the actress playing your mother.
Wonders of the older woman.
Today, speaking of old, we chose 72-year-old James Cousins of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Now, in spite of his age, he still likes his ladies college age. That's right, because he would drive to the parking lot next to the campus of LSU. And he would just stare out the window and watch the college girls go by. Sure, it's pretty creepy, but he decided to dial up the creepy because someone finally called the cops just to say he was acting suspicious. You know, they realized he sat in his truck and he was staring out the window at these girls. Well, turns out he was pleasuring himself inside of the truck.
Oh, yeah. The Green Lake Special.
That's right, but when the cops got there, they ran his plates. So before they just rolled up to his vehicle, they ran the plates first. And they realized whoever's in that vehicle, he'd been arrested before for similar incidents dating back to 1981, including several that happened in the same parking lot. But when the cops accused him of fondling himself, he said, hey, man, it's a big misunderstanding because like every 72-year-old man, he's just listening to music. Playing air drums.
Oh.
Well, shockingly, the cops did not buy the air. They believe he was beating the skins, just not playing the air drums. Finally, he admitted he was there to watch, that he was there to watch the women, saying it was, quote, the only thing he has left. But he still insisted someone must have mistaken his one-armed air drumming for something else. He also claimed to have a heart condition that prevents him from masturbating.
Oh, the cops, yeah.
Hey, man, he tried it all. The cops said, be that as it may, we're going to have to go ahead and arrest you. So he was, in fact, arrested, and he's facing obscenity charges.
Go Tigers.
Good old James.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
He just has it on loop. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Hunter. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Hunter, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
That's fantastic. So you know already that you have one of three choices. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with Greg.
Drug. Yay. Yeah, here we...
It's huge penis.
He does. Like, apparently, this dude had monster hog.
He's getting a penis for him and the whole news.
Right. The news was the band. Yeah, yes. It's his penis. All right, here's your story. Let's go to the fine state of Mississippi, where dozens of pounds of a drug were found hidden away, and I think it's a great idea, in a car's spare tire. But unfortunately, they were pulled over earlier this month for an unrelated offense. But authorities found about 37 pounds of the drug after stopping the truck that they determined was being operated in a, quote, careless manner. Now, the spare tire that concealed a large amount of drugs, it was located inside the bed of the pickup when the officials made the stop. The officials have since charged the driver, who was not identified, with aggravated trafficking. Sheriff Mike Lee said, quote, the negative impact it would have had by destroying the lives of our citizens could have been detrimental to our society. Might be true. I don't know what made them suspicious to look at the tire in the first place. But the question is, what do you think this guy was hauling in the spare tire? Was it cocaine, fentanyl, meth, or weed?
Oh, gosh. Not too much to go on, huh?
There's not a ton to go on.
I think there's stuff to go on here, Hunter.
By the way, just one last comment about our shot of the day, who swore that he was air drumming, but the cops said, man, we're pretty sure you were masturbating, but, you know, the one-handed. Someone said maybe the 72-year-old guy was listening to Def Leppard.
Could have been.
Then you're one-handed.
Yeah, one-handed drumming.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hunter, I think this is cut and dry. All right? Hear my theory. Ted will be right. I'll still be wrong, but I'm telling you this is what it is. Okay?
A tough week.
You've got a lot of pounds of drugs. They're hidden in a spare tire.
Which,
it's Mississippi. So the spare tire is on the outside of the truck. It's in the bed. Mississippi has some of the most ridiculous drug laws in the country. The fact that the sheriff's officer, whoever it was, said that he kept these drugs from being like the doomsday thing that would kill
the negative impact it would have had by destroying the lives of our citizens could be detrimental to our society.
So this guy is exactly what you think he is. This is weed. Because if you make that kind of comment, then you're obviously, it can't be what it should be. It should be fentanyl. It should be meth. It could be cocaine. But let's face it, if he's going to take on that attitude, there's a reason the state of Mississippi is the state of Mississippi. And you don't want to get caught with any kind of drug. But he truly believes, like, back to the reefer madness thing, it just makes complete sense. I'm going weed all the way, Hunter.
What kind of truck was it?
Yeah.
Just a pickup truck is all I know.
The weed thing, though, 37 pounds of weed is more volume than a tire.
Depends on how you pack it. If you pack it tightly, like in a tile press, yeah, you can definitely do that, man. I mean, that's how Mexican weed got across the border for, you know, decades.
You think 37 and one spare tire, though?
Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't
have
it. I
feel like 37 pounds of any drug is a lot to fit in a spare tire, but he did it. However, look, he did it.
If you have cocaine in your car, maybe it's under your seats, maybe it's in there. You can't smell cocaine. I think the reason that this thing was in the spare tire in the back is because it is marijuana and it does have an odor.
Isn't it odd that you can't smell the drug that you put directly into your nose?
You can. You can taste it in the back of your throat, but you can't smell it.
Throw, you're exactly right. That is very odd.
I mean, doesn't give off a lot of scent. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that's why people
maybe they should start doing that. You know what I mean? Flavoring it up.
Scented.
Ooh, lemonade.
Febreze style.
You're going about this all wrong, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a tough one. 37 pounds.
In a spare tire.
In a spare tire in Mississippi.
And nothing says what made them suspicious of the spare tire. I am going to assume that the guy's behavior tipped them off. Because they pulled him over for carelessly driving, is what they put.
And it was marijuana, fentanyl,
meth and weed. So it was cocaine, fentanyl, meth, or weed.
I'll go old school meth.
You're going to go meth? All right, Hunter, what are you thinking, man?
Ted.
You've heard from us.
I'm with Ted. I'm thinking meth.
All right, Hunter going methamphetamine. All right, we're going to find out if the 37 pounds was cocaine, fentanyl, meth, or weed next.
That was a Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category sale profile. This will be drugs. As police pull over a truck in Mississippi. And they found a lot of drugs in the spare tire in the back of the truck. 37 pounds of drug worth.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the drugs, obviously. But the sheriff made a comment. He said this was... Quote, he saved the world.
The negative impact it would have had by destroying the lives of our citizens can be detrimental to our society.
Okay. Question is, what were the 37 pounds of drugs? Was it all cocaine, fentanyl, meth, or weed?
And Hunter, that is the question that we pose to you. Miles, we start with you. You said
that
weed.
That means I lose.
Well, don't. Yeah, you do. You do. It's all right. And then, Hunter, you agree with Ted. And Ted, basically, you said meth because it's Mississippi and it just seems most reasonable.
Seems methy.
All right, seems methy. And that is correct.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. 37 pounds of meth.
That is a party.
You cannot fit 37 pounds of weed in one tire.
It would have been a productive society, though.
A lot of people made that comment. They said, look, I don't know what it is. I just don't see any, if it's not a tractor tire, I don't see any possible way of 737. Yeah. You know what? Let's make that the new internet challenge. Can you fit 37 pounds? It's better than planking. Mm-hmm. Hell of a lot. You just need 37 pounds of weed and see if you can stuff it in a spare tire.
And some dish soap.
Dish soap, yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. The Jimmys.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
All right, it's right there in the title. All these guys have teams of professional writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Bobby Bowden, who's famous for coaching Florida State University, says he wanted to beat COVID-19 because he wanted to be able to vote for Donald Trump. Sure, he could beat COVID, but not Miami. Wide right, anyone?
Be Ted Smith.
Yeah, Ted Smith.
That's very specific. But
yes, it is. Yeah.
That's I always enjoyed it when Miami beat them. And if you don't know what wide right is, just look up heartbreaking losses to your arch rival year after year. And they always pushed it right.
Never had a kicker down there.
Seabass was a good kicker down there.
He was.
I think he was like one of the few years they actually beat him. Mm-hmm. For the first time in 50 years, the Charlie Brown holiday specials will not be on network TV. Nothing like teaching kids the true meaning of the holiday, forcing them to cough up money to watch a 54-year-old cartoon. Even worse, they told Charlie Brown it was going to be on TV, then pulled it away at the last second.
Fallon.
For the first time in more than 50 years, Charlie Brown's holiday specials will not be broadcast on network TV. From now on, iconic shows like It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and A Charlie Brown Christmas can only be seen on Apple TV Plus.
Nothing like teaching kids the true meaning of the holidays by forcing them to cough up money to watch a 54-year-old cartoon. Even worse, they told Charlie Brown it was going to be on TV and then pulled it away at the last second.
I will say, that music does make it feel like a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Man.
Kim Kardashian, who just turned 40, recently broke down in tears during an emotional interview with David Letterman. Shocking that a 40-year-old woman broke down crying around her birthday.
Hey, Ted Smith.
That's a Ted Smith original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this what y'all do? You get together, drink wine, and cry? In honor of its 50th anniversary earlier this month, a British supermarket chain launched a chicken nugget into space. And even after passing through Earth's atmosphere, it was still frozen on the inside.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
In honor of its 50th anniversary earlier this month, a British supermarket chain launched a chicken nugget into space. And even after passing through Earth's atmosphere, it was still frozen on the inside.
Yeah, I was pretty confident about the amount of weed because I've been watching this show on Vice called I Was a Teenage Felon.
All right.
Last night there was an episode where a guy was moving a lot of weed and stuff.
Oh, so you knew the poundage based on what you could probably
just,
put it
right,
in.
Just
you
the way they were making the bricks and everything. I'm just like, there's no way.
See? Right? Educational TV.
Right, but you could see pounds of drugs that are like powdered drugs that are only going to be like that big.
Right, I see.
You could stuff them
severity
in.
Severity of powder.
Seriously.
Powdered weed.
I'll tell you what, though. That show is super interesting. The good thing about the show, I Was a Teenage Felon, is they
are not on it.
Well, true. But they all, like, end with, like, an uplifting story.
Sure.
Like, one guy ended up, he got fat when he was in jail at first, right? And then when he gets to, like, other prison, I think I told you. Like, he invented a workout because then he had to lose weight.
Huh.
So he invented a workout. So now he runs, like, seminars and stuff on this jail workout. Or, like, the guy last night. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember if that was the weed guy. Either way, he found when he was in prison that, like, people that got mail on mail day were super fired up. And people that didn't were very disappointed. But he also realized that people on the outside, it was like it was processed to get mail in and you had to do this and that. So he created an app when he got out that basically let people kind of streamline the process. You still got to be within the parameters of what you can send an inmate, right? Like, you can't send the good, like, nudie photos or nothing.
Really?
I don't think so, man.
Come on, man. I mean, give them that. If someone's volunteering to send it.
I think that's why you get posters of, like, girls in bikinis and stuff. I don't know if you're allowed to have porn in prison. I mean, it's prison.
I know, but let them see a vagina. I'm saying it on somebody's like, hey, baby, I miss you. Like, let them have that.
Like the one guy, too, when he goes to real prison, he's like, yeah, it's scary. He goes, what are you supposed to do when a guy in prison blows you a kiss?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that put the fear in me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, what the hell do you do? Like, I'm not, you going to fight him?
Toodles.
Yeah. Thanks. Anyhow, it's a very good show. Pretty educational. Well, educational in a way. It shows you the aspects of how they do it. It's also educational and, like, you don't want to be there.
Right. Damn, people. Sorry. So I guess the Thursday night football game is kicked off. We're not watching it. So two comments come in. First one says, just heard your brother's voice for the first time in this game. Ugh. Someone else, Mr. Hill just had his first referee announcement tonight. Brother got a nose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, look at our Facebook.
No one's mad at the calls.
Look at our Facebook comment section.
Yeah, at least there's that.
We see that every day.
Watch a little World Series, cheering for the Rays. Also,
yes.
I can't even remember his name now. I didn't realize until last night he went to the University of Maryland to play baseball there.
I didn't realize they had a baseball team. You just said that.
They were terrible for years. And then there was a guy that I went to high school with who was, he is very good looking. Like, to the point now of, like, I have a friend that works in the, production department of like, the Jumbotrons and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I made a joke to him about, like, hey, man, do you know this one coach on the baseball team? And he goes, oh, yeah. If we have any new uniforms and the guys aren't wearing the helmet, we get him to wear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he's that good looking. But he's been coaching. In Maryland over the years, their baseball program just got better.
Oh, okay.
But they were crap for years.
Is it Brandon Lowe?
Yes. Get low.
Yeah.
Good, good looking man. Carries a lumber.
All right, let's talk about reboots going on here.
Yay.
So, Smokey and the Bandit, they're talking about making a TV show out of it. It's been 43 years since the movie came out. No network attached, but it's being developed by Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy,
yeah,
along with David Gordon Green and Danny McBride.
Maybe it's got a chance.
and it's the creative team that worked on Eastbound and Down.
Okay.
I'm with you. When I first saw this morning, I was like, why are you rebooting that? Then it's like, well...
Is McBride the bandit?
You know what?
My guess is yes. I mean, yeah. You think about, you're interchanging what we know to be Burt Reynolds. So it seems like Danny McBride, although he does not have those looks, he's still got that...
Right, he's that guy. Right, I'm with you, though. I mean, Eastbound and Down was a great show. And Danny McBride, honestly, most things he does, I just like.
It's just funny. It's just funny, man.
Yeah, so if you got those guys, you got Seth MacFarlane in there, like, seems like it should be pretty funny. And, I mean, also, I mean, you know, that movie came out 43 years ago. For most people, it's just going to seem like
it's just going to be a new show.
It's just going to be a new show.
Yeah. It's going to be a new show for everybody else, too.
You'd asked a question earlier, Mike, what makes you feel old? The fact, you know, we talk about Smokey and the Bandit. It's like, oh, man, you can't mess with that. Burt Reynolds. You're right. It came out 43 years ago. Most of the world, it's like, it's new to us.
Not only that, but to be honest with you, with Burt Reynolds and that kind of a character that he played, there was another movie called Cannonball Run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's Cannonball Run 2. And between those two movies, I can't remember which is which. So it'll be new to me anyway.
Smokey, I can remember better than just because of Jackie Gleason and his role in Smokey.
Right. And the Trans Am.
Is that the one where they're getting cores across the country?
I think that's Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm, that's what I'm saying. Like, it'll be new to me.
Here's another one, Mike. You feel really old. And granted, I never lived in this time, but I remember my dad always being like, you know, you couldn't get cores. On the east side of the Mississippi.
I do. I'm old enough to remember.
Right?
That.
It was like a cool status symbol. Can you believe back in the day if you had a can of Coors?
And it was because of the taste of the beer, too. Because people loved the beer.
My father would get invited. Like, his buddy, you know, lives, I don't know, four blocks away. The phone would ring. My dad's like, hey, grab your brother. We're going to go down to so-and-so's house. Like, yeah, cool. All right. Why? And he realized they're in the garage because he managed to get his hands on some cans of Coors. Not Coors Light, but the yellow can.
Yeah, the banquet of beers.
And they just stood in the garage and they sipped it. They sipped it like it was scotch. And I, oh, yeah, Coors. They're like, what is it? And they're like, you can't get this east of the Mississippi. It seems so deep and moonshiny.
Yeah, people ran it.
Yeah, it sounds insane.
Yeah, honestly, if you went, like if you said, oh, yeah, we're going to take the kids to the Grand Canyon, everyone was like, hey, man.
I'm not sure.
You picked me up a six pack of Coors.
I'm not sure if it was because it had a higher alcohol percentage than most normal lagers, or I don't know.
I don't know.
Look, there are some things that you will take for granted in life that other people appreciate. It's just a quick aside, but the first time I ever went to England, an older guy that I knew was there, he's like, can you do me one favor? Please bring a bottle of Jack Daniels. Now, when you live in the States, Jack Daniels is ubiquitous with whiskey, right? I mean, like I said, Michael Anthony and Van Halen, he had a base in the shape of the Jack Daniels bottle. It's just, it was everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, all right, man. So I get him this big bottle. I bring it in, and he puts it on his dining room table, and he stares at it for a minute. You know, like he's an archaeologist, and I brought him some crazy bone. He stares at this bottle. His two old buddies come over, and these guys sat at his dining room table. They didn't crush the bottle. They weren't, like, getting drunk. They would just sip the stuff and then make sounds of appreciation. So it was like, and they weren't saying anything. And finally, I'm like, dude, it's Jack Daniels. And he explained, he said, look, I know it is prevalent in the United States, and you guys take it for granted, but he goes, Jack Daniels, and this is a true thing, around the world is regarded as one of the top whiskeys.
So is Budweiser beer.
Right. And you, well, Budweiser, there's different, though. Keep in mind, when you go to Europe, it's a lot different than it is here. It has stuff like alcohol in it. But yeah, Jack Daniels, man, I did not realize how revered it was. So, point is, drink up if you got it. You're drinking the primo stuff, friends.
Yeah, I know. I have a buddy. I'm like, can you send me some Strongbow Dark Fruit?
And he's probably just like, yeah, all right.
All right, another reboot. Flashdance.
Oh, come on. Okay, again, I'm old. You're right. It's new to everyone else.
It came out in 1983.
It wasn't good then.
Well, right.
What are you talking about? Mike, was it Michael Cimbello with Maniac?
I'm thinking more Irene Cara.
Maniac on the floor. Same movie?
Yeah.
Is that the video where she's dancing around in the leotard?
She's dancing, yes.
And the waterfalls.
Because she's dancing like she never danced before.
Did you guys enjoy that video?
No. Yes.
No, I didn't.
I was at the age where I enjoyed it. Pull that bucket on your head, Mom.
You know that wasn't her.
I liked Faith from George Michael because he had those tight jeans.
So you make that joke, but I'm almost positive in the video, the actual dancing scenes is a man.
Jesus.
Really? Oh, sweet. Nice tuck.
Here I am, a young man.
That's a spandex tuck if I've ever seen one. There.
One of the original producers is on board for the revival. Nobody knows if any old cast members are going to be in there. But instead of a welder who chases a dream of being a dancer like the original, we get a stripper who dreams of being a ballet dancer.
Okay. Well, if you can dance, it's not, I mean, ballet's completely different.
I think it's probably a little different.
Some skill level, I'm sure.
I'd go see Black Swan, though. Like, all right, all right.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I do know, a friend of mine dressed up as the Black Swan on Halloween.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, like, I get to be the, it was an evil word.
The Mila Kunis of the
No, they just operation. Were like, I'm the, I'll say bitch to be nice.
Right.
That was not the word.
Okay, I got you. It's what you substitute in when you realize, I don't quite want a divorce, but I'm willing to sleep on the couch. If you use the other one, it's over.
Right. But that down under, mate. Mm-hmm. And that down under.
Stop being a goat.
Politics, we know they destroy families.
Sure.
Well, they've destroyed another one. Ron Howard tweeted out there's going to be a cast reunion of Happy Days. Can you guess where this is going?
Oh, I already know, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, as far as who's not going? Well,
Winkler's in.
Okay. Of course.
Donnie Most is in.
Donnie Most. Which one was he? Hold on.
I think he was Donnie Moist.
He was Ralph, yeah. He changed his name to Donnie Moist, yeah.
Potsy's in. Mrs. C is in.
Plus, basically everyone that's alive.
Except Chachi.
Yeah, Chachi's out.
What if Joni's alive?
Scott Baio's out. He's pretty pissed about it. What a shame. He tweeted out, man, I tell you what. I remember Twitter used to be for jokes. Sports.
He's always angry, though.
Yeah.
He's just always angry.
What a shame to use an American classic show like Happy Days about Americana to promote anti-American socialism. Hashtag shameful. So then Stamos from Full House, he chimed in and said, I'll play Chachi. But in Scott Baio's defense, he tweeted back at Stamos, shouldn't you be taking care of Aunt Becky? Rip one up for Chachi.
Oh,
that's a burn.
Baio got one in there.
Yeah.
He got a good one.
Yeah, Chachi snuck in the left.
Pretty good jab.
He never saw it coming.
Chachi in the house.
Right.
Your TV wife is in jail. Got some football on tonight and a debate if you want to watch it.
Thank you, Ted. And don't forget your sounders are on.
Oh, yeah. 7:30.
There you go.
FS1.
Thank you, guys. We're listening to Men's Room, or you are, somebody else.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Just another day in Oklahoma. As cannibals lure a victim to a cabin for homemade castration.
Jeez, that's a real headline.
Meanwhile, a kid in Alabama is crowned for having the best mullet all across the nation. A side effect of the pandemic is a cheating crisis in the game of chess at Chase Bank in California. A group of masked bandits leave quite the mess. And a woman waiting for a train decides to have sex with a guy that she just met. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. During the pandemic, people have had to turn to different mediums in order to get their entertainment. One such that saw a boost in popularity, online chess. And as the older generation has learned, with any online game comes online cheaters. People saw a boost in cheaters in the online game after the pandemic began, and it even affected some tournaments around the globe. One tournament in Britain asked contestants to consent to surveillance during the tournament and found that 1 in 20 was found to be cheating, mainly private school preteens.
All right, so that's about 5% of the people cheating.
Right. But it's an online game.
All right, but again, I will say this. If we play chess and I beat you, I did cheat. Okay. If you lose to me in chess, I have cheated.
Right.
Or you are a porcupine.
And that's a flex that I still don't get to this day. You know, I still play video games, and you can tell when somebody comes on and they are cheating. They're doing something to modify whatever it is they're doing. They're hacking or whatever. Do you really feel like a badass at the game when you do that? Now, I get it that you're some super genius that hacks into the thing. Okay, that's cool in its own way. But do you really sit there and say, I'm awesome at Call of Duty when you obviously went in there and cheated to make your gun overpowered or whatever?
Especially when everyone knows. So I don't know much about the video game world, but I get to hear the comments of my kid when he's playing. And man, you're right. When somebody, if somebody has hacked something or whatever it is, He goes ballistic, man.
Yes.
And I can hear his friends are screaming about it, and it actually makes me laugh because how passionate they are about it. But, like, that apparently is the biggest no-no.
Right.
You are the Houston Astros when you do that, and everybody knows, and they're all freaking out, and they hate them, and they kill them.
Because they're garbage. And now you're cheating at chess.
Right.
Really? Are you a badass because you're looking up at what the best possible move is to do at this point, and that's how you're winning?
Hey, Bobby Fischer was the coolest cat on planet Earth ever.
I guess.
Guys are getting laid.
I just...
You want to see me move my bishop?
Like, I really hope that you are just a jackass that just cheats and then just cheats. You're not actually going around saying, dude, I'm a badass at chess. Everybody hates me because I kicked their asses so hard. Because you cheat?
I bet they are.
I hate it.
Generally, that's kind of how cheaters roll.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because, why else would they cheat? It's not for the satisfaction of the win.
Right. Cheaters, you're not cool. You're losers. Moving on. In other news, we've seen a lot of growing trends. Sorry, that was a little bit harsh. I don't know why I got so much
fire. Your video game world, man, it bugs you.
It is, man.
Are you any good at chess?
I'm decent. I mean, you can probably easily beat me, but...
Because I'm going to cheat if I play.
I enjoy a game of chess. We've seen a lot of growing trends during the pandemic, and now one of which is going for the title. This year, given the fact barber accessibility was scarce and the release of the hit show Tiger King, we saw the return of that god-awful hairdo known as the mullet. Now there's a kid in Alabama that has started growing out his mullet at the beginning of the season who is now going for best mullet in America.
Good for him.
He's seen that since he started growing his mullet, the other players on his team have done it as well, and he's been encouraged by his father and barber to enter the contest.
First of all, do not blame Tiger King for a dude in Alabama growing a mullet.
That's fair.
I mean, you're a product of your environment.
But it made it acceptable again, because it's almost parody.
Alabama.
Yeah, but the mullet... Look, first of all, I like them. I think they look super cool. But the mullet was also making En-ROADS and, like nightclub scenes and this and that.
Sure,
So, I mean, I like it. But Bernie, one of his kids just got a mullet. And everybody's like, you can't let him get a mullet. I was like, he's a kid.
But you know what the mullet says? The mullet, it reeks of confidence at this point. Because you understand what you're doing, right? But people will be intrigued to speak to you because, you know, look at Bill Belichick's kid.
I was going
to
say, the kid did not win. Belichick's kid did.
Yeah, that's right. Joe Dirt on the Patriots sideline.
I mean, that's the best thing about the Patriots maybe in my lifetime.
It's his mullet. Because it looks sincere. It does not look like he's putting on a con. Like,
fair.
That dude. Dude's mullet speaks to who that cat is, man.
Still, it doesn't make him cool. He's
grab one of his dad's cut-off sweatshirts, man, and I mean, he is full-blown Joe Dirt.
Again, it might be because I'm bald, but I think they look awesome.
You know what? You're right. The bolder I've gotten, the less I have anything to say about anyone with hair.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Right.
You
make it insane.
I look at men who are older than me that have great hair, and I just get mad.
Oh, I know. I want to punch them in the face.
Look at how much that thing flows.
He's a silver fox. Yeah, I'm a junior mint.
God, he's got salt and pepper hair. My God, that's junior great. Mint.
All right, more milk, Dad.
Well, here's some salt. Here's some pepper.
There you go. Over in the UK, a train delay caused a couple to get arrested. The pair were waiting on a train that had been delayed and passed the time by having a lovely conversation. Must have been a rather nice conversation because the two were later seen making out and cuddling out on the pavement. Before having sex right out there in front of shoppers.
Okay.
Police were called and the two were arrested. It was worth noting that they both appeared intoxicated at the time that they were found.
Cool.
Of course they were.
That's why I get drunk at train stations.
Right. Hey, the train's late. Let's get drunk and have sex right here on the pavement.
Okay.
I've gotten drunk at the train station a few times and never got laid.
Damn. Yeah,
if I'm at a train station, I'm drunk.
You're not playing the game right, Ted. over in Oklahoma, two men were arrested for doing an illegal surgery. This one's messed up. The pair got in contact with a man from Virginia that was searching online for how to go about a castration procedure and got to talking. They convinced the man to fly out to be driven from Dallas to Oklahoma, where they performed the surgery on a makeshift table. All good from here. The victim said that the surgeon made several concerning comments about the multiple surgeries that he had lined up for the day, that collected body parts in his freezer from said procedures, and his intention to consume the parts.
Oh! He said it out loud?
Yes. No, he said it in a joking tone, but with the serious eyes of a madman.
Painted pranks.
He was later taken to the hospital for the botched procedure and told to say that he attempted it himself. Again, a great sign that you know what you're doing. The two were caught after they attempted to check up on the victim at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Good God, man.
Painted pranks.
And with that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as we'll drink and toast into the weekend and the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.